This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT brake.
That's right. Sweet spot at the brand new Parkwood Collision Center in Aubrey off 380 between Magnolia and Holt Street. The hard line will be out here soon. We'll have Why Today Doesn't Suck next segment. There's time for you to get out here. Crack open a cold beer. We got other beverages, and there's a food truck here ready to feed you. And if you have the need for any work on your vehicle, simply take it to Parkwood Collision here in Aubrey. They will take care of you. Good P1s. They do fantastic work. All right, let's get to it without further ado. Monty usually handles this, but you were the backup NIT break QB. So I believe we have Cinco this week?
Yeah, we have Cinco de Mayo, and we have five e-breaks. It was a short week.
Five.
No show on Thanksgiving, but we do have five candidates, and let's start out with our ticker man, who's not here today, which is a shame, but it's okay. He deserves a day off. Lando is candidate number one.
Boring.
Now, this is, it's not necessarily an e-brake because it didn't stop anybody down,
okay,
but he did get ball sacked, and it was hilarious. So, did you see the fake tweet from Monday night about Abdul Carter?
Oh, about how he was... The reason he didn't play until the second quarter because he was watching porn in a meeting room.
Yeah. So this came out late afternoon, and he actually did miss a meeting or something,
okay,
was suspended. So this was from a parody account, and it went viral Monday afternoon.
Did it say which video he was watching?
It didn't say.
Okay.
Things go viral.
But not only, like, this is an all-timer, because Lando put this in a ticker.
Uh-oh.
Let's hear it.
Week 13 in the NFL concludes tonight in New England. Patriots tied for the best record in the league at 10-2. New England hosting the 2-10 Giants. Tune in at 7 after the hard line. The Giants will start that game without their rookie defensive end, Abdul Carter. He will be held out of the first drive of the game after he was caught watching porn in a team meeting. As the Ticket Ticker, I'm Kevin Landry on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310. The Ticket.
So he's half right. He didn't start the game on the field.
Yes.
But the reason was, I mean... Could you imagine just somebody in the back of like a cat meeting or something just watching some X videos?
Do you think, was Lando doing humor there? Did he actually think that? And that's why I wish Lando was here so he could explain.
That's
incredible.
Funny
thing about the
the
funny thing about the tweet is that because the headphones were not plugged in.
Yes.
Like,
so
he knew.
Could hear it. And this is from the same account that tweeted 3 days ago that Giants GM Joe Shane is late for a press conference. Wonder if he's held up gooning too.
Okay. That's awesome.
So there's Lando getting ball sacked, love candidate it. Number one. Candidate number two is our full-time producer, Monto. Now, we were off last Friday, so we didn't do the NIT break. So the Work in Progress boys did it on Sunday morning to continue the tradition.
Smart.
And Justin said a word that you can't say.
But I'll go with Johnny E-Break just so there's not a tie and we can end the segment.
I think we should make it a tie and call somebody. Or the first P1 that calls in.
Coming up after the break.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it differently.
888-787-1310. Talk to EA, and we'll get you on.
We're just going to give it to Rosengarten.
Nope. Right. Not going to happen.
How many wins does that make for?
He's nine. He's still four behind you.
There you have it. There's Ham Radio, and there's the NIT break.
Behind Matt Christmas Birmingham?
Uh-huh. Behind Matt... in his own lap.
No,
hand.
No.
I don't think so.
What are you doing? You're an idiot.
Sunday brunch is next.
God.
Yeah, you can't use that in that context. Justin being a little bit of a shock jock.
Way too casual. Way too casual for these airwaves.
So there's Justin. And on the same show, Work in Progress, this was their board op, Dylan Reed, the 6'9" board op.
No.
So the word that Justin said, there's a drop of elf saying that. And I can't believe we have that as a drop because you can't play it with the context that elf says.
Dump that.
Dylan played that drop.
Jack Vegas is 51, professional screw man, 1,205 films. Arnold the Fornicator.
Ugh.
Avengers versus X-Men XXX. He played Doctor Strange in that.
Ugh.
He was also in This Isn't Mad Men, the XXX parody. He played Don Draper. He's also in the Texas Vibrator Massacre. The only way to help your stepmom's ghost crossover is to make her see
Oh,
they're going to.
Oh, no,
get that.
Yeah, we're going to have to.
What are you doing?
That's some rough context.
We're going to have to. Put that drop on
Dylan.
The shelf.
Yeah, it's already too hot to handle.
Take it out of the rotator.
Thank you.
Shouldn't be a rotator. I probably couldn't say that one on air either. Bo Jackson.
He was 6'9".
I will applaud Dylan's timing. The timing was very good on the drop, but why... Why is that a drop?
Why is that in a rotator?
Yeah.
Okay, there's
you
things...
You can't say I'm going
to... In fairness, there's things that we have as drops that we play for one another off air to make each other laugh.
Sure.
However...
They're not in OPEX, though. I have a hidden folder in my T-draft.
It's not in a rotator.
Right.
For those that don't know, you can build a rotator of a handful of drops that are all kind of similar, mm-hmm. and every time you hit it, it's a different one. That should not be in there.
Or did Dylan Reed just not know you? You can't play it.
Well, with Dylan,
even though Ham edited himself and shortened the word, and then, oh, here's an opportunity.
With Dylan, you never know.
I know you know this guy.
No.
He's 6'9", board op Dylan Reed. All right, the last two nominees are from the same person. It's from the show right before us, The Invasion. Matt McLaren, both of these. And this was a funny moment yesterday where Matt McLaren was going for Indianapolis, but he had trouble saying Indianapolis.
Would be 6-7. Like, both teams really, truly needed this. And we didn't even mention Indianapolis at Jacksonville. That's another huge one in the AFC South.
I was actually surprised because I believe Indianapolis.
Where's the dart? Where did the dart come from? Indiana.
I refrigerated myself.
The water out of the refrigerator.
Are you okay?
Oh, I think so.
Okay, all right.
Indianapolis is favored in that game, but it's in Jacksonville.
Right, right.
He cracked himself up, didn't he?
Indianapolis.
It shakes.
Got some reverb on it too. So yeah. And finally, Matt McLaren once again. This was on Birdhouse Day with Corby, and Matt immediately backtracks on something he said.
I think last year or this year, I guess, starting in February, I think I went to I've been to 20 shows.
Oh my God, that's incredible! I don't know if I've been to 20 shows in my life.
You haven't been to 20 concerts in your entire life?
I'm sure I have, because I've seen Pat Green a bunch.
Yeah,
we consider that
have.
Concerts or shows. There's a difference.
That's a concert, dude.
It's a concert.
Of course it is.
I've seen Pat Green probably 20 times, just him, in my life.
Well, what?
Then you've been to shows.
Then
show?
Yes,
I was
you've been to 20 concerts.
You were what? What were you doing? I don't know what word I just said.
What did
wasn't
he say?
The one that you tried to
no,
say.
No, I was trying to think, when's the last concert that I went to?
I don't remember that.
Very Rick James moment from Matt. I don't know if I've been to 20 concerts.
Not a strong week of broadcasting from Matty Beers.
It's okay. It was fun. So there you have it. Those are your five candidates. Is it Lando getting ball sacked? Is it Justin saying a C word? Is it Dylan Reed playing a drop with the same C word? Is it Indianapolis Matt, or is it Matt who doesn't know if he's been to 20 shows or not? Let's start the voting back at the station. Let's start with not Lando.
I'll go with Lando.
Okay. Vote for Lando.
Thank you, Michael Dixon.
EA?
I'm going to go with 6'9".
All right. Vote for Dylan.
I'll also take Dylan Reed.
Dylan Reed?
Ooh, board op solidarity there from Connor.
Sebas?
I'm going to go with the Landalorian because that's great. And I wish it did stop somebody down, mm-hmm. but the fact that that made a ticker,
yes.
which is the gold standard for news in DFW, that's awesome.
Okay, so we have a tie. I get to break it. And Sean, I'm with you. We're going to have to investigate this next week when Lando comes back. So congratulations to Lando getting ball sacked. The fake Abdul Carter tweet. How many wins is that for Lando, EA?
Kevin/Lando. That's his third, making it, I guess, 13 minus 3. 10 behind him.
You don't have to do that math in your
head.
Very
good. Loud. 13 minus 3
it's
is
10.
I'm familiar.
God.
Thank you, EA. Congratulations, Lando. It's 2:51 on the sweet spot at Parkwood Collision Center here in Aubrey. Why Today Doesn't Suck is next.